The BedEx girls softball team is reaching for the baking soda and calamine lotion. This is your sports connection. The BedEx Hatchet girls softball team suffered a collective sting from the Memphis Yellow Jackets. BedEx fell to 2-5 after dropping both ends of a doubleheader on their home diamond to Memphis, 14-7 and 19-8. Next up for the Hatchets, another home double encounter, this one as they host Saginaw Valley Lutheran later today. The Cass City Varsity softball squad is getting back to the diamond on Thursday after sustaining a doubleheader loss to Richmond last Thursday. The Lady Red Hawks are 5-3, and they are home to the Patriots of Unionville Seaboyd on Thursday. It's a doubleheader at Cass City tomorrow with USA. Unionville Seaboyd, the Pats, are at 5-4. Riley Green went deep for his first multi-homer game. Mark Canna added a homer, and the Tigers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. Tigers have won the first two of the three-game set to clinch their fifth unbeaten road series to start the season. Detroit last opened the season with five unbeaten road series. That was back in, 2007. It's a special team. The words of Riley Green, who says, "We got a lot of guys here that work super, super hard. And it's just that kind of work that pays off. We've got the team chemistry. We've got pitchers on the mound that are dealing for us. We got the bullpen who's really helped out." See if I can set this up for you here. The Tigers trailing 2-1 in the eighth. Riley Green hits a two-run shot, and Canha added a two-run drive to make it 4-2. Riley put the Tigers ahead 1-0 in the third inning with a 426-foot homer to center. Riley Green went to high school, maybe 100 miles away from Tropicana Field down in Florida. He had a dozen family members, including his parents and grandparents, in attendance yesterday, and Green says it's pretty cool to be able to do that in front of them. Tigers and Rays again tonight, as the Tigers beat the Rays yesterday 4-2. This is your Sports Connection.